broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We haven't seen yet what a lot of investors were really... Actually, I'm going to stop that.
Some of the other things that initially led to this fantastic...
Unlike, I suppose, the way to look at it and the way we, the president looks at it, we look at it...
The reason that Limbaugh is not going to be able to buy into the NFL is because a bunch of made-up stuff...
This is crap.
That's crap.
It's stupid.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that is probably the most honest one on the radio. In other words, what we do on this show is we just take a look at it and we lay it on you, you know, and we also take you through a looking glass of talk radio. This radio show, if you want anything really concrete about a description of the show, is it's a perfect send-up and a truth-teller on the average talk radio show. I think that's a good description of it. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, well, see, I wrote a paper on this once, and I...
Okay, that's fine. And Robert Leonard is with us as well. Robert, I know that we got a couple of guests coming through the door tonight.
No, they're going to be on the phone.
Oh, okay, they're on the phone. In any event, we do have some guests. We have General Galen Shaw is going to be joining us. General Shaw is a retired Army general with a lot of things to say about Fox News. And then later on, Don Berman joins us, the Emmy Award-winning news anchor from Channel 19, who claims that he was the first to call the Balloon Boy story, what it was, a hoax. And he's going to be talking with us about that in just a few minutes. Don't forget, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Later on in the program, the media has fallen for another hoax, this one having to do with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They all showed up for a press conference that was conducted by some joker who wasn't even with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And then the guy from the Chamber of Commerce, a real guy, showed up, and he was all upset. And they almost started throwing punches. And the cat who was doing the fake Chamber of Commerce news conference apparently has a global warming agenda of some kind. But Reuters and CNBC both fell for this. You'd think these people have learned by now that when you get a press release or you get a first person or the very first guy to call the... to call the newsroom with a story, you know, you might be a little suspicious. You might want to go and check it out. You might want to see whether or not you can back it up with another source. But not these people, not as long as they're in competition with the Internet, a battle that they're going to lose. MSNBC, CNBC, Fox, CNN, if you try to go one-on-one with the Internet, if you try to go one-up against Breitbart or Drudge or any of these other websites that thrive on a sort of anarchy, a healthy anarchy, you're going to lose. You guys have got a pole shoved way too far up your rear ends to actually go toe-to-toe with those people, okay? So just accept what you are, unless you want to change what you are. All right, let's get on the line here. General Galen Shaw. General Shaw is, as I mentioned, a retired United States Army general. And the news today, General Shaw, about Fox, we're now into week two of the White House criticizing Fox News and basically saying that they're a biased network.
Well, Phil, number one, thank you for allowing me to express my opinion on this, because, as you know, it's something that's very personal to me.
You almost went to work for Fox, right?
I almost was, yes. I almost was hired as a military analyst by Fox News. That was not to be. And the reason for that became very evident to myself and those that were representing my business interests at the time. Is that Fox News is everything that the White House says that it is. And this is coming from a military man who spent some 37 years in the United States Army, so I'm not prone necessarily to take on a television news network that some would say is conservative. I don't think they're anything more than a very biased, very prejudiced, extremely controlling, extremely arrogant group of people who have somehow found a way to manipulate the American people into viewing them and receiving them as a legitimate news source. Now, 2 days ago...
Hold on for a minute. Let me, first of all, talk about the story as it is being reported today. The White House senior advisor David Axelrod, for instance, said on Sunday that the Fox News Channel is, quote, not really a news station, and that much of the programming is not really news. And I'd like to play a couple of clips here from David Axelrod speaking on this. Here is White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, though, first. He goes after Fox News on CNN. And this, again, is the White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel talking on CNN 1 week after Communications Director Anita Dunn called Fox an arm of the Republican Party.
Unlike, I suppose, the way to look at it and the way we, the president looks at it, we look at it is it's not a news organization so much as it has a perspective. And that's a different take. And more importantly, is not have the CNNs and the others in the world basically be led and following Fox as if that what they're trying to do is a legitimate news organization in the sense of both sides and in a sense of a value opinion. But let me say this. While it's clear what the White House said and what Anita said, I mean, the concentration of the White House isn't about what Fox is doing. Its concentration is about what does it take to make sure the economy is moving, creating jobs, helping the economy grow.
Do you have a comment on that, General?
Who was the gentleman?
That was Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff.
Well, I don't think he's qualified to speak on Fox News, although I think that Rahm Emanuel is a savvy guy. I don't know that he is necessarily a newsman, but it's amazing how cogent his remarks were, and that they are, in fact, an opinion machine with no interest in news. I have been on the phone all day.
Let me get to this other cut here, okay?
Say that again?
Let me get to another cut here. This is on ABC News. Senior Obama advisor David Axelrod. David Axelrod also attacks Fox News. This is actually from a couple of clips now from ABC News. We want to give them proper accreditation here. This is David Axelrod speaking with ABC News.
Mr. Murdoch has a talent for making money, and I understand that their programming is geared toward making money. The only argument Anita was making is that they're not really a news station. It's not just their commentators, but a lot of their news programming. It's really not news. It's pushing a point of view. We're going to appear on their shows. We're going to participate, but understanding that they represent a point of view.
All right, so that was David, that was David Axelrod of the White House.
Well, again, I think they're missing the point. It isn't that they're just presenting a point of view at Fox. They are purposefully misleading the American people, and they have found a willing guinea pig, a willing laboratory experiment, if you will, of the American people, because the American people have willingly given over their will and their rationale to Fox News.
All right, here is now Fox News's James Rosen reporting on how the White House is currently treating the network. This is James Rosen.
The White House has banned administration officials from appearing on Fox News Sunday since late August, and a White House official formally notified Fox News this month that the president would not grant Fox News an interview for at least the rest of the year. Then, last Sunday, top Obama aides went public with this campaign against Fox News. Communications Director Anita Dunn likened Fox to a wing of the Republican Party.
All right. Do you agree with that?
I most certainly do agree with it. Listen, I've got practical experience with Fox News. As I said, I'm a military, I have a career in the military, and I was in line to be a military advisor, and they hired someone else instead of me, and showed, I think, bad judgment, because they want someone who they can manipulate, someone that they can, get into their hands and mold the way they want to mold him. And so I think that that's absolutely right, what he said.
All right, here and finally is a comment from Brit Hume today on criticism from the White House. This is Brit Hume.
So the president's aides appear on other news channels to say that Fox, unlike those outlets, is really not a news organization but an arm of the Republican Party. One wonders how our colleagues at CNN and elsewhere like being patted on the head and given the seal of approval by the White House. These outlets already stand accused of being in the tank for Mr. Obama. Do they really want to open themselves up to more such criticism by ignoring legitimate stories because they originate here?
That's a very good series of comments from Brit Hume. Brit Hume is a man who is paid basically to lie.
You're calling Brit Hume a liar.
I'm telling you that everyone on Fox News, as credible as they may appear to the American people, are there for one reason and one reason only: to manipulate the American people to control their minds and control their actions to further their agenda.
All right. Finally, here is Joe Scarborough from MSNBC, who is surprisingly working for MSNBC, surprisingly supportive of Fox News here.
They've got to make Fox News a dirty name within the Washington press corps, because look what's happened, as Savannah just mentioned. They bring up Acorn, and it's a Fox story. The mainstream media ignores it. In fact, ignores it for too long. Some apologize later. Fox draws political blood. Van Jones. Everybody ignores it. The New York Times even has to apologize for not getting on that story earlier. A story that I think most Americans would consider as legitimate as the Acorn story. So Fox News, while they're throwing a lot of mud at the wall, some of it's sticking. And some of it's been damaging for this White House. So, again, let's figure out what the White House is doing here. They're trying to get the mainstream media to not follow any of their stories, even if some of those stories would be considered, I think, legitimate by the majority of Americans.
All right. That was a mouthful there, General. You want to say a comment before we take our break?
Well, this guy Scarborough, to me, is someone who wants to get a job working for Fox News. By worshiping at the altar of Rupert Murdoch. My credibility as a 35-year military man, in line to be a military advisor, a consultant on Fox News, and then told that he wasn't going to get the job, I think is indicative of the bias and the editorial need to control the actions, the minds, the habits, the personal habits, the daily errands of the American people. And I know that sounds extreme.
Well, you're painting Fox News as this big manipulating propaganda machine.
They're more than just a manipulative propaganda machine. They are, in fact, a brainwashing machine that works. And the American people, with what little free will they have left, must be informed of this.
All right, we'll be back here with General Galen Shaw, who is making obviously some pretty extreme comments there about Fox News.
Well, you know, I think some of it may be true, but I don't know.
Well, we're gonna look into this here with General Galen Shaw. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. If you have a comment or question for General Shaw, 877-876-PHIL. As we talk this evening in our first hour about what really is Fox News. And what are they doing? And do they have the support of the American people in terms of viewership? Or is there something a little bit more nefarious going on there? We'll talk with General Galen Shaw about that later on. We have Don Berman from Channel 19 on the Balloon Boy hoax. And he claims he was the first one to point out that this was a hoax. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world famous, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't forget, on our website, philhendryshow.com, every night you can watch us do a video cast of our show. So we are on the air doing a video cast, as well as our live streaming audio on our website, and also a list of affiliates there on our website that you can take a look at and find out where an affiliate is located near you. On the line with me is General Galen Shaw, retired United States Army general. And we're discussing Fox News with the general because he had been in the running, I guess, General, for a military analyst job. And I think probably we should get it out in the open now why you were not hired for that job.
Well, the reason that they gave was a very petty reason having to do with some requirements that I had. And I think these are pretty standard requirements of anyone that appears on television. If you can ask around about this, transportation to and from your home. We needed a secured vehicle. We certainly didn't want just a single driver in a town car, because that is not secure. Given my history as an officer of the United States Army, and certainly the money that they were talking about was in no way, shape, or form competitive with what my understanding is that they pay. But none of these things were insurmountable. And I think what Fox News sensed was that I was going to be very honest with my opinions. And when you are operating a massive, very slick and proficient disinformation machine like Fox News, and let's be clear, Phil, Fox News is run by a man who is not an American, and I don't question the man from the standpoint of being a foreigner. Mr. Murdoch is who I'm speaking about.
Right. He's originally either a New Zealander or Australian.
That is correct. But I find it suspicious that the American people have so willingly opened their credulity to a foreigner who is now in control of the information that they receive, a foreigner, and they willingly submit to his wishes as to what it is they believe. This does not sound like the America that so many people tell me exists, the America of the individual and the America of person who is mind makes up his own mind. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right, but you can't be, you're not seriously saying that this man has no right to be running a news organization because he was born in another country, do you?
I'm not saying anything other than I'm only prepared right now to say the following. Rupert Murdoch is a foreigner, and the American people have willingly opened their minds, their ability to scrutinize, their ability to rationalize information. They've willingly given over their free will to this man and to his legion of disinformants that he's hired. And you know the cast of characters, this man, Beck and O'Reilly and the rest of them.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. You're going to have some people saying that you're a little xenophobic here.
Well, I'm not xenophobic. I think I'm raising a very good point. And the bigotry that is exhibited at Fox, there's not a, I don't see any of the, there's one black man that they have. I don't see any Jews that work there. So it doesn't take a lot to figure out what this organization's agenda is. But what is surprising to me is how easy the American people allow themselves to be mentally, not physically, but mentally violated by this lascivious Australian with only the interest of money at heart.
All right, 877-876. With me is Galen Shaw, retired United States Army general, on the story of the week, it seems, Fox News. Here's Andrew in Louisville, Kentucky. Andrew, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
Oh, thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I had some questions for the general about, he didn't get the job at Fox, so is that a biased opinion for him to give opinions on Fox? And most
no,
people,
I think not getting the job at Fox is indicative of the prejudice and bias that already exists there, their lack of judgment, more than anything else.
Oh, see, I understand that, sir. And most people, when they go to to work for a certain company, they do research into that company, and they decide then if they want to work for that company. So if you knew that Fox News was so biased and mind-washing, why would you even try to get a job at Fox News if you knew you weren't going to like it anyway?
Well, I knew that was what they were about. I knew they were a brainwash machine from way back. What I didn't know, and what struck me and shocked me, was that the American people were willing to open themselves up, if you will, if you'll pardon an old army man using maybe some rough language, they're willing to drop their pants for a well-known brainwashing machine and enjoy it. I didn't know that.
Right.
Well,
enjoy the old army uses of words. I myself.
Are you a Fox viewer, sir?
I try to watch a little bit of everything, just because I knew even CNN and MSNBC, they're
all... When you watch Fox, what you're watching is an information machine, a brainwash machine, trying to reach into your private area, to use an old Army expression, and give it a yank.
All right, so they're willingly...
To make make my own decision over, you know, what I'm watching and the information that, you know.
Well, then why would you watch? If you know that they're trying to touch you in a private area, why would you continue to watch them?
Well, all right, look, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. General Galen Shaw has joined us to talk about Fox News being a slick brainwash machine. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and also at www.philhendryshow.com, where we're live streaming video and audio. General Galen Shaw has joined us. General Shaw is on our program frequently to discuss military matters, matters having to do with national defense and so on. Tonight, though, it's a little different, General. We're talking about Fox News, primarily from the perspective that you had been up for a job there. You didn't get the job as a military analyst, right?
I did not. They did not choose me. They chose someone else, someone who was far less savvy. They chose an individual. I'll tell you who they chose. They chose a man who thought that the D.C. sniper was actually a militia group doing reconnaissance. Now, when I heard that, I called up the executive producer at the time, which was a guy by the name of Bill Hunt. And I said to him, the guy that you hired to be your military analyst just said that the D.C. sniper was, in fact, a militia doing reconnaissance. He said, well, what's wrong with that? I said, because I can tell you, he's a lone gunman. He's a serial killer. And I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for hiring a blithering idiot like this. And then I slammed the phone down.
You did.
Yes, I did. Exactly.
All right. But some people say your opinions are harsh against Fox because of that.
My opinions are not harsh because of that. I don't know how anyone could draw that conclusion. I told you, it isn't that I didn't get the job. It's that, why would you say that?
There might be some people saying that you're talking that way because you didn't get the job. That's all.
No. The reason why I didn't get the job is because they are a brainwashing machine, and the reason why Fox News, and let's be honest, the reason why Fox News has the viewership that it has is because they have used sex and only sex. And I know that they've got a great many people on that network that people like to watch, but I will tell you this. You saw that woman, Gretchen Carlson, in the morning, who does the Fox and Fred show. There are at least 5 or 6 videos on YouTube of her crossing and uncrossing her legs in an extremely provocative manner. There are videos of other of these women that they have there. And Rupert Murdoch, a foreign-born carpetbagger, has the American people thinking that his network is disseminating information when all he has going for him is a former Miss America opening her legs up in the morning. And I think that the American people, to the extent that they're able to make up their minds about things like this, should take note of that.
Well, you've been talking, though, here about how the American people have lost their ability to even decide these things.
Well, they have lost their... But when it comes to Fox News, they have, because Rupert Murdoch has carefully and cagily manipulated the American people into accepting him, and only him, as the man who has the information. The Van Jones story. It's not a story. It never was a story. Rupert Murdoch faked his way into making that a story. The Acorn story never was a story. He faked that one. Creating all kinds of information that...
Well, he didn't fake anything.
Well, what do you call sending these people in there to videotape that? He set that whole thing up. And
well, those are real people.
Who, the filmmakers?
Yeah, the filmmakers and the Acorn people.
There was nothing there until Murdoch decided that he wanted you know, to use an old Army expression, that he wanted to leave a turd in a punch bowl, and that's what he did.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Gene in Hampton, Virginia. Gene, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight, Gene?
Well, I'm just finding it very entertaining to listen to an old fool talk. Somebody who's probably been sucking at the public pit for many, many years. And he's
So you start off by calling me a name, huh?
Well, you started out the name.
That's your ability. That's your ability to argue a point, huh?
Some kind of propagandist. He's a businessman.
He is.
That's not a name.
That's a description.
Because you can't get a job. What do you need a job for? You're taking a big pension check. Why don't you just be happy with?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you use your free will and not have Murdoch tell you everything?
Murdoch doesn't tell me anything, but you should have told me a lot tonight. The retired military character of your remarks is just abysmal. Fox News is a welcome relief to some of this.
There you go.
Murdoch
has got you. Murdoch's got you convinced.
I bet you'd like Dan Rather to manufacture his own version of the facts for you. He could set up anything you like.
You got Fox News on the brain because they told you to watch them, and that's what you do. And this gentleman is not unusual, Phil. All these blondes they've got on that network. And what do you think about that Carlson opening her legs up?
What are you talking about? Are you saying that that's something she's told to do?
Of course it is. And then when they put it on the YouTube, they say, well, it was a mistake and she didn't mean to do that. And look at these people exploiting her.
Pornography.
No, the only pornography, sir, is on the Fox News when they don't have a blonde opening the legs up and scratching herself. And
What are you talking about, scratching herself?
You know it very well what I'm talking about. I think it's very, very sad that this guy
from
New Zealand...
I'd rather see open legs than closed minds anything.
Closed minds... If you're watching Fox News for information, your mind is closed because they've already bought your mind and they're using it now to extrapolate information. They'll put it back in your head.
You don't even have a way of communicating except to expound on things that you have no basis for.
You have a gratuitous
assertion on every level.
Not at all. And let me tell you, are you telling me that I'm wrong, that Fox News doesn't have a hard wire into the brains of the American people? And
well, I think the gentleman is saying is, these are some overstatements here.
What do you call overstatement when you know full well that Fox News has co-opted the American brain for the fun and amusement of a foreigner?
Problem I have with you, sir, is you keep saying the American brain as though it's one big, huge entity, like a jellyfish floating out in the water.
You have a problem, sir, discerning
between individual will and free speech, and you want it all your way, so I leave it with that.
I can tell you one thing. I don't even want it all my way.
Look in the mirror and figure
I've
out
looked in the mirror, and I love what I see.
Life.
Do you like what you see when you look in the mirror? I don't think so. I think what you see is a man who is smiling back at you who is missing a brain. It's gone. It was there, but then Rupert Murdoch decided he'd take it, put it in his briefcase, and see what he could sell it for. Congratulations, sir.
That's a pretty outrageous statement to make.
I'm a free thinker. You're the guy that's standing up for a corporation.
Well, there's nothing wrong with standing up for corporations if corporations represent something that's worthy, don't you think?
Say that again. I want to get you on the record. Say that again. I want the American people to hear what you just said. Go ahead.
I've got no problem repeating it.
Well, then go ahead. I want people who's ever out there listening, I want you to sit down and stop what you're doing and listen to what this man, Mr. Hendry, just said to me. Go ahead.
Okay, I said that there's nothing wrong with corporations if they're involved in something worthwhile. The corporate.
There's nothing wrong with a corporation if it's involved with. What corporation is involved with something worthwhile? I ask you that.
Look at corporations, as I've said before, are simply large entities.
We are large entities like what? A large entity could be filled with. What do you mean a large entity? A large entity could be something that fell out of a dog's rear end. That could be a large entity.
I'm talking, sir, about the fact that corporations can be, at times, places that good things are done. For instance, lots of people work at corporations. Corporations are just places where people work.
Say that again.
I'm not going to say anything again.
No, say that again, because, what, are you afraid to say it again?
I'm not afraid to say anything again, no.
I want the American people to hear what you just said. That's statement number two that I find I'm flabbergasted.
What did I just say?
Say what you just said about corporations being...
Corporations are places where lots of people work.
You got a real... Boy, you got some guts. You really got...
Wait a second. Am I supposed to believe, inferring from what you're saying, that corporation, the mere mention of a corporation... of any kind of corporation, is a bad thing.
I'm not telling you what to... I'm just telling the American people to pay attention to what you're saying. Corporations are okay if they do good things. I can't believe you said that. Then you had the guts to follow it up with, and corporations are places where lots of people work. You know what? Fox News is a corporation. A lot of people work there. And what do they work at? Taking that guy that I just talked to there in Hampton Road or Manassas, and take a brain and put it in a briefcase.
All right, take a brain and put it in a briefcase.
Brainwashing.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is Jason. Jason, you're on the. Let's see. We got Jason here in Nashville, Tennessee. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
I'm just listening to your show. I'd like to thank the general for his service to the country, but
thank you very much.
I'm not a brain dead American. I mean, I do take in a lot of the different news sites, but it seems like Fox News makes more common sense to me. And then when I watch other people, they just want to comment on how Fox is saying how Fox is wrong. All the other news commentators want to say how
I want
Fox
you to go. Can you consider what you've just said? I want you to go over what you've just said.
You don't have people continually repeating what they're saying.
This young man just said that he watches Fox News and he doesn't really know why. Now there are a lot of people.
I watch a lot of news services.
Yeah, but
I sat and watched MSNBC with Keith Olbermann, and all he could say was how Fox was reporting the news wrong. Then
Keith Olbermann is trying to get the truth. He's trying to get through the iron mask that has been wrapped around your head by Fox News. He's trying to break through it and tell you suffocating.
What's right or wrong? Just tell me the way it is. Walter Cronkite did it the best. Tell me what's going on.
Fox News isn't telling you what's going on. They're telling you what they want you to think is going on. And that's the difference.
Then why doesn't all the other commentators tell me what's going on instead of saying how Fox is doing it wrong?
Because they must tell you. The first thing you need to know about a disease is you have to know what's causing the disease. Fox News has created and is disseminating a disease almost as viral and deadly as AIDS.
Come on. I mean, they're a news channel that people have the free will to read.
Fox News is disseminating a disease, I'm going to say it again, Mr. Hendry, you can hang up on me if you want, as deadly
You said AIDS.
Yes, sir. And this young man, who is a good young man, who wants to get information, he's nary into his adult years, and he's already... He's lost. He's been sucked into the machine.
You're bashing Fox News because of Rupert Murdoch. What do you have against Murdoch besides that he's a foreigner? Do you know how many foreigners...
Don't you find that suspicious? Don't you think that a foreigner running the information industry of this country is dangerous? I certainly do.
How many people are on the board of the other news commentators?
None. None. They're all
it
Americans.
All Americans.
Except for Fox. All of them are Americans except for Fox, and they've got one of these. Well, you can't call me crazy unless you know the facts, and you don't have the facts.
I do not have the facts. But
Murdoch comes from. Do you know that Australia was originally a penal colony? It was a colony for criminals.
Thank you.
All right, Murdoch it comes from a penal colony. Thank you.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. That was an interesting exchange there. Murdoch comes from a penal colony.
Really does. See, Australia back in the 18...
I understand. You don't have to go through it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Republican chairman, a chairman out of South Carolina, has apologized for anti-Semitic remarks. We'll be talking about that when we come back. More on Rush Limbaugh, more on General Johnson Jameson, and Don Berman coming up next hour on the Balloon Boy hoax. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Was a penal colony before and then they started playing Australian rules football.
We're off the air, General.
Say that?
We're off the air.
Phil. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. With me is General Johnson Jameson tonight as we talk about Fox News. General Jameson was at one time in line for some kind of a military advisor job. What do they call that? Fox News contributor, a news contributor, sir?
The name they give it is military analyst, military advisor, consultant. 35 years of the United States military, I was better placed than a lot of these people they've got. They got a guy there now who claims he's a CIA agent. Well, if he's a CIA agent, I'm James Bond. And they got him, and they got another guy that looks like he needs help getting out of bed every morning. And people think, well, I've got sour grapes. I don't have sour grapes. I am here to tell people the reason why I wasn't hired by Fox News is because Fox News is a controlling, brainwashing golem that infects the American people every day with a new kind of syphilis called misinformation and politically biased disinformation. And Glenn, you talked about this Glenn Beck.
Oh, come on. You know, this is hyperbole that is beyond the pale. If you...
No, hold on. You talk about Glenn Beck. This is a guy, every day he comes on, Glenn Beck gives the American people informational aids.
And that's outrageous.
And O'Reilly, it's syphilis. And with the other... Who's the other one? They got another one. I can't remember his name.
I don't... But to make these comparisons...
Cavuto, that Neil Cavuto. He gives people, like, gonorrhea. And if you put it all together, what have you got? You've got a ward full of people, you know, that I'll tell you, it burns. We know that much about it, and it burns and it burns me up what they're doing.
The examples and the comparisons that you have just made are so extreme, one can only think that you're bitter.
You don't listen too good, do you?
I listen fine.
I'm bitter about the fact that a propaganda brainwash robot has been let loose among the American people, and the American people, like in that Invasion of the Body Snatchers movie, are laying down and going to sleep for it.
877-876-PHIL is the number here in a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here's Chris in Houston, Texas. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
General, with all due respect, I have relatives. My father's been in the military. I have in-laws that have been in the military.
Well, I have no way of knowing that. I have no way of knowing if that's true or not, but I'll take your word for it.
That's fine. I have no way of knowing that you are actually in the military, but I will take your word for it.
No,
so I can
no you don't, but you can look. You can look me up online.
Okay, that's fine. Here's my point to you, okay? You say you have
no way of knowing I'm in the military.
You have no...
Get a load of the balls on this guy.
I want to hear the caller. Go ahead, sir.
I do have
Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. My, you have not yet said one thing, okay, that you have as factual proof that Fox News is trying to manipulate the American people in any way.
What do you call the Tea Party? What do you call the Tea Party?
I call it Tea Party. You don't, a bunch of Americans that are mad and hopping.
Wait a second. And why is Fox News' corporate banner all over it? Why is the Fox News corporate banner all over it?
The Fox News corporate banner is all over it because people are hopping mad. They are watching an unbiased station. I watched Hannity and Cole.
Wait a minute. They've got their banner all over it the way Coca-Cola would have their banner all over a rock and roll concert.
Sir, I will
They're
tell
promoting
you right
it.
Now, I'm sure that the host of this radio show would love to go back and forth, and I will argue with you all night long about
You don't this. Have any information. You're wet. You're still wet. You need to wipe off.
Okay, let me
All right.
Something.
Look, thank you. Hold on. I appreciate your call, Chris. We got to go. I'm so sorry. Thank you, General Johnson, General Galen Shaw. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and Don Berman next hour on the balloon hoax here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Boy, that guy's got
go to
a real
talkradionetwork.com for more information.